This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just northeast of Faroes, 995, moving slowly southeast, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic, becoming north later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. West 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. West or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Thames. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 to 7. Fair at first, then thundery showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Northwest 5 to 7, fair at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. Northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, showers. Good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 3 to 5, showers. Good. Fitzroy. Northerly 4 or 5, backing northwesterly 5 or 6 in north, showers, good. Seoul. Northwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. Northwest 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. West veering northwest 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, good. Rockall. Northwest 6 to gale 8, showers, rain later in northwest, moderate, a good. Malin. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southwest, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey. Northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 to 6, showers, rain later in west, moderate, a good. Fair Isle. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes. Northwest 4 or 5, veering north 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. West by north, 4, recent rain, 9 miles, 1001, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3, slight drizzle, 15 miles, 997, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west, 3, mist, 4 miles, 998, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 9 miles, falling slowly. Aberdeen, west-southwest, 3, 19 miles, 1001, falling. Lucas, west-southwest, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1002, falling. Boomer, southwest by south, 2, 12 miles, 1004, falling. Bridlington, west-southwest, 2, 1006, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 4, 11 miles, 1009, Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 4, 11 miles, 1011. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west 3, 1012, falling slowly. Jersey, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 5, 1014. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 4, 6 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by north 4, 9 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Aberporth, west by north 5, 9 miles, 1011, falling. Valley, west-northwest 2, recent rain, 9 miles, 1009, falling. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 4, 8 miles, 1008, falling. Valentia, northwest by west 5, 6 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 4, 11 miles, 1007, falling. And Malin Head, west by north 6, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1004, falling. And here's the weather forecast with the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, an area of low pressure moving southeast across the North Sea, will bring an unseasonably cool and showery northwesterly flow. The wind's strong and blustery at times, especially in the west, but also in the northeast later on Thursday, as the flow changes more northerly. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest veering northwest 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and south, veering northwesterly later. Fair at first, then thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey-Beale, northwesterly 4, backing westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, then veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair at first, then thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate, but poor later. Selsey-Beale to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 4, increasing 5 to 7. Fair at first, then thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 4 or 5, veering northwest 5 to 7. Fair at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West veering northwest 5 to 7. Fair at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West veering northwest 5 to 7. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West veering northwest 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 to 7. Showers, thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 5 to 7. Showers, thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and southwest. Showers, thundery at first. good, occasionally moderate at first. At Numurkan Point to Cape Wrath. West veering north, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, variable 1 to 3, becoming north 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I say, it's always great to hear your stories of what the shipping forecast and sailing by means to you. And where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night, you can always drop me a line with where you tune in to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. In the meantime, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. For myself, Al Ryan, and Ron Brown in the newsroom. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
As Donald Trump heads to China for a summit with Xi Jinping, he says they will discuss Iran.
We're going to have a long talk about it. He's been a friend of mine. He's been somebody that we get along with. And I think you're going to see that this is going to be a very exciting trip. A lot of good things are going to happen.
Also coming up on the newsroom with me, Janet Jaleel, the OpenAI boss Sam Altman accuses Elon Musk of wanting to control the company in the latest stage of their legal battle.
Israel
makes it through to the final of the Eurovision Song Contest as five countries boycott the event over the war in Gaza. And
sometimes the things that seem so bad about what's happened to us may end up being your greatest gift if you can turn it into something that matters or if it makes you stronger.
The forensic thriller writer Patricia Cornwell talks about the dark experiences that inspired her writing. That's all after this bulletin of World News.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. President Trump says he'll have a long conversation about Iran with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping when they meet later this week. He insisted Washington needed no help with resolving the conflict. Laura Bicker is in Beijing.
Beijing is coming under growing pressure from the US to use its economic and political influence over Tehran. The two countries have an alliance dating back decades, and China is Iran's biggest trading partner. Nudging Tehran towards the negotiating table may give President Xi leverage over his counterpart. Despite their differences, China is preparing a lavish welcome for the US president, and the two leaders are expected to tour the Temple of Heaven, a sacrificial altar dating back to the 15th century.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has defied calls to resign as he battles to retain his job in the face of growing dissent within the governing Labour Party.